This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Teachers, as you've heard here and elsewhere, have been leaving their jobs in unusually high numbers since the pandemic. Also of note, more of those teachers' bosses have started leaving too. 16% of public school principals retired or resigned in the 2021-22 school year. That's more than double the rate of the year before, and it's according to new research from RAND. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, it is not easy being a boss right now, especially at schools.
Beth Lear didn't want to be that person.
That person who everybody's worked with where you're like, oof, you should have retired a few years ago.
Lear's leaving her role as the assistant principal of Sawahita High School in southern Arizona. She says she is still good at her job. She's not that person yet. But the past few years have been tiring because her students have needed a lot more emotional support.
While it is something that I very much enjoy doing, what that means is that there's very little left for my children when I get home.
Lear's kids are 10 and 12, and she often doesn't get home until after a 12-hour day. That new research from RAND found lots of principals are leaving. Heather Schwartz, one of the authors of the report, and says principals play a lot of different roles.
They're sort of the everything. They're the CEOs of the building, in a sense. They're in charge of hiring, retaining, and guiding their teachers. They're often financial leaders.
Schwartz points out principals have also been in the thick of polarizing debates over things like masking and identity politics. And she says there's not enough research about school leaders and whether increased pay or more support would help them stay, even though they're critical to the functioning of a school.
When they leave, oftentimes the direction of the school can change. And so they can kind of create a whipsaw of reforms.
In Shelby, a town in northern Ohio, John Geis has been principal of the high school for 16 years and says he spends more time than he'd like on non-academic matters. One thing that's kept him going is sitting in on a class when he has a moment.
You'd be amazed how after a half hour of just sitting in a few classrooms that it just kind of gets your mind set back.
But Geis is worried that not enough people want to go into teaching, which means there will be even fewer teachers who want to become principals. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.